We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the award-winning RotoWire Fantasy Basketball Podcast presented by WynnBET. It is Friday, November 5th, 2021. Alex Perutha here with Ken K. Train Kreitz.
All aboard!
Shannon is not with us due to a non-COVID illness, as so many NBA players are this season. Let's just jump right into the news. Last night, the Lakers, were without LeBron James and are just generally beat up, they lost at home to the now 2-6 Oklahoma City Thunder. the notable image from that game was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hitting a logo three-pointer with about 18 seconds left on the shot clock to the surprise of Avery Bradley, who was not looking while guarding him.
That's because Avery Bradley's 40 years old and people didn't do that, you know, a dozen years ago when he played for the Celtics.
Yeah, he's like looking over to the coach. He's like, what do you want me to do, Frank Vogel?
What was that? What happened?
The ball's in the air. Yeah, SGA finishes with 28, 6, and 3, 4 triples after a slow start. He is very much back.
Only
into
two turnovers in 39 minutes a run.
Yeah, he's been excellent lately. I guess the bigger news, LeBron has a abdomen injury. I think it's a abdomen strain. He's out at least a week.
At least. Yeah. It's critical there.
At least a week. AD goes for 29, 18, and 5. Russ goes for 27, 6, and 5. Melo goes for 21, 6, and 2. Very much a career revitalization for Carmelo.
Melo's just like, F it, I'm going to shoot. There's a lot of injuries here.
He's scorching hot. He's a must roster fantasy player at this point. Was also shocked last night that Russell Westbrook's player prop was like 20.5 points. Don't know why that was the case.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's like the LeBron injury right there. That's weird.
Yeah, it was bizarre. The three other Lakers starters were Kent Bazemore, Avery Bradley, and they went big.
I'm literally holding my nose as people watching the video can see.
Horton Tucker is still out. Kendrick Nunn is still out with a knee injury. And Trevor Ariza is out with an ankle injury. Anthony Davis hurt his thumb in this game. What a surprise. Anthony Davis injured again. But he did return for the second half. But how many buts can you... I mean, you put in a sentence about Anthony Davis. Non-committal about playing Saturday in Portland.
How many NBA players wouldn't even mention the thumb? Do you feel like Davis is just one of those guys that's like, anytime there's anything, any little something or other, he's always like, I got a little boo-boo.
It does feel like he leads the NBA in like boo-boos. Questionable designation due to injuries that aren't medically diagnosable. It's
right.
Like your thumb hurts. Well, is it a strain? No. Is it fractured? No. Is it
40% of the thumbs in the NBA hurt? We've all jammed balls. You know, everybody jams fingers and thumbs on a ball. It's just what it you shake it. You just shake it. Come you on, AD.
Yeah, I mean, any strong takeaways from this game, or is it just kind of like
I think Melo is legit as long as you know, we talked about how's Russ gonna share the ball? But if Russ is always one of two superstars, there's plenty of ball to go around. Obviously, the LeBron James injuries at age 36, they are inevitable. And honestly, yeah. Alex, I mean, isn't this team just going to – they just want to make sure they have a winning record. They don't care if they're the 6 or 7 seed, right?
Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, they have so much talent. They have a lot of depth. I mean, in theory, they have a lot of depth. It's hurt right now, et cetera. But I don't think they have to prioritize LeBron's health. It's that simple.
Yeah. Also, this, if you're in a super deep, I mean, super big bench league, I still love Kendrick Nunn whenever he's healthy and can play for this team. I feel like he's going to get monster minutes with all these injuries piling up. Avery Bradley, he may have been the answer 8, 9 years ago, but not now.
Yeah, Austin Reeves playing a lot of minutes for this Lakers team. Don't know if that's going to be, I mean, he's the new Caruso for them, but I don't know how much that's going to stick. As far as Carmelo goes, I feel like I need to, I touched on this in an article I wrote the other day, but right now he is ranked 51st in fantasy.
He had 3 stocks last night. Like, he's playing defense.
He's shooting 53% from 3 for 17 points a game.
Yeah. Hit 5 triples last night, 5 of 10 from behind the arc. Well, and frankly, he's an afterthought, right? Even more so than when he was in Portland. When with all the other star power of the Lakers, no one's worried about double and Melo. I mean, the one thing he can do is score. It's the defense, though, that's just like, what?
I know. Yeah. Well, this is the most
free agent bids on him, and I'm like, every league I'm in right now, like, what the heck? Why not? Ride him while he's hot.
Yeah, even when the shooting normalizes a little bit, like, he's still taking the most 3-pointers per game of his career right now. And this is one of the best basketball situations just from an open.
Right, and they're all catch and shoot threes, which you know are always higher percentage than off the dribble. So it's the dream situation when you say, you know, get LeBron shooters. And it didn't occur to me like, oh yeah, Melo could be a great outside shooter, right? I just always picture him taking that 4-pound dribble, fade, 8-foot, you know, inefficient jumper from his old days. But yeah, why can't he be a catch and shoot guy that fits in nicely with a bunch of with Russ and LeBron?
Yeah, last season he took 30% of his shots from long mid range. That's down to 18% this season. So they're just completely kind of cutting that out of his diet, which is good.
And you know, maybe a little kudos to the Laker coaching staff.
Yeah. I think it's a better situation for him than Portland, for sure.
Yeah. All right, Alex. But we should point out, hey, the Thunder won this game. It was all Lakers talk. The Thunder won. And even though Giddey only scored 5 points.
The Thunder, I said this in the office yesterday. They're a bad team that can play well.
they SBA, need like Dort, Muscala, or you know what, or somebody to just get hot from 3, you know?
Right. And the thing is, SGA and Dort are great defenders. So if they're on that end of the court and they can hit their threes a little bit, it's just
keep
it's
under 110, they're in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Detroit, where no one is hot shooting. They lost to the Sixers last night, 109-98 in the Motor City. And Cade Cunningham is taking his lumps. He went 4 of 17 to a banged up Sixers squad. No Tobias Harris, no Danny Green. Who else they missing on that? No Korkmaz. Yeah. And you know, not much better at the point with Killian Hayes shooting 31% for the season. But back to Cunningham, the number one pick over 3 games. Is shooting 18%. How concerned are you, Alex?
Not that concerned. I think I've watched 5 quarters of Pistons basketball since Cade Cunningham has come back. To me, he passes the eye test. Not something I'm concerned about. He's just missing shots. And the fact that he's taken, I mean, over the past 2 games, he's averaging basically 16 shots a game.
Eight of which he wants, really.
8 of which are threes, and he took 10 free throws last night. So the aggressiveness is there.
10 boards as well last night.
Yep, great rebounding from him. He's got a positive assist to turnover ratio, so he's taking care of the ball. I think, and part of it too is, I mean, you watch him play, and it's so obvious that he's kind of like searching for this like right play to make, or he's searching for a guy to be somewhere that he's not. I think he's just not comfortable with this team right now.
Yeah.
And that could be for whatever reason. It could be he just hasn't had that much practice time with them. It could be they're just not they're not talented enough to take advantage of.
Right. I'm way more worried about the other youngsters. Bay's not playing well. Stewart's not playing well. Beef Stew in particular, concerning.
Yeah, I mean, at least Stewart played 31 minutes.
The time's going to be there all season for these guys. You just wonder when they'll turn around. Yeah, back to Cunningham, though. I mean, as podcast hosts, it is our contractual obligation to overreact to small sample size. 3 games is a small sample size.
It is. If you have Cunningham on your team, do not panic. I'll keep playing him in daily fantasy. Not scared.
Who's the other backcourt star that the Pistons are going to zig to if they are concerned about Cunningham? It ain't Corey Joseph. It's nobody, you know. So
yeah, Hayes has been really passive in the games that I've watched. Like, he's turning into a swing man very quickly, which is alarming.
Yeah.
He's just kind of out there passing the ball around sometimes.
Yeah. No drive. You just want to say, kid, drive. Drive to the basket. Yeah. That's your job. Drive and dish. All right. Well, that's had to cover Pistons even with Shannon out sick today. But take us out east, Alex.
Your Boston Celtics, Ken, held their opponent to under 80 points for the second night in a row. Made me look like a fool because on the DraftKings show, I suggested Heat -6.5. What was I thinking? They beat Miami. They beat Miami 95-78. Jaylen Brown, however, was pulled out in the second half due to a hamstring issue, which is never good to hear because hamstrings are very...
He has a history with hamstrings as well. Yeah.
Tatum scores only 10 points. Celtics pulled this one out somehow.
Yeah. You know, Miami +6.5, second of a back-to-back, which is amazing to me. You know, you hold the Magic under 80 on the first of a back-to-back. You're like, yeah, it's the Magic. Okay. But then you come into Miami, 7-point underdogs, and you're told your two stars are not going to play well. I mean, Tatum shot 3 of 13. I think he's a mess right now mentally. But, you know, the bench was just awesome. Pritchard, Dennis Schroeder. Whoo, people are going to look back this offseason and say, how did Schroeder just fall to the Celtics? You know, I mean, it's a one-year deal, so he can cash in next offseason. But right. Finally, let's get Romeo Langford and Aaron Nesmith some minutes. Those wings play D. They hit threes. They're finally healthy. I think long-term the Celtics will have to choose between one of them. But for now, give them some run, baby. And unfortunately, with Brown hurt, they might have to.
Schroeder is an excellent option to have off the bench. It's like a six-man. And yeah, he'll have games like this.
And, you know, unfortunately, he might be their only legitimate point guard. I mean, Pritchard is, but they're not giving him any minutes. But Marcus Smart at the point, he had only 2 assists in 30 minutes last night. When do we admit he's not really a point guard? He's really a wing.
Yeah, he's like a defender and energy guy that somehow got turned into, or has been tried to turn into, like a starting point guard.
Well, he played point in Oklahoma. Was it Oklahoma State? I can't remember. I think it's OSU. And has led the team in assists, but when they had shoot first point guards, you know, and like he and Horford historically were leading the team in assists, but not happening now that he's the starting point guard. That's kind of weird. Way back to when he, you know, before this Miami trip, want to point out, so Smart calls out Tatum and Brown for not passing just after Smart had played 31 minutes with 0 assists as the starting point guard.
And he was shooting like 29% from the field at that point.
You got to love Smart's cojones. I don't care what the box score says. Give me the damn ball.
Yeah, the I guess the bigger concern from this game has to be Jaylen Brown injury, but we don't know a lot right now, so I don't want to speculate too much.
How worried are you about Tyler Hero? 3 of 11 last night, a plus minus ratio of -32. Everybody was like, he's doing it. What was the stupid quote he made where he should be up there with all the stars that are mentioned? I'm like, hey, why don't you crack your starting lineup before you stout mouth?
Well, he's on the bench, I think, just because otherwise their leading bench scorer would be Max Strus. So I think he's just out.
Which is fine, but if you want to be top superstar still.
Yeah.
He's not Manu yet. I'm not he had
a bad night, but before that he was averaging 22 points a game. So and 4 assists. So I'll cut him a little slack on this one. Bad night for the whole team, obviously. We'll see.
Yeah, they shot 34.6% from the field. I want to give the Celtics some credit for that, but also just the Heat couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Let's move to our fan feedback.
Ken. Yes, today's question comes from superfan Tyler S., who on YouTube asked, and get ready, Alex. This is going to be your question. Quote, I was offered Paul George and Jordan Poole for Freddie VanVleet and DeJounte Murray. The YouTube fans chimed in and said, no, don't make that trade. Hold on to FVV and Murray. But Alex, what do you say?
I think you hold on to VanVleet and DeJounte Murray. I don't know.
Is that because you see borderline. Pool star? Do you see pool star fading when Clay comes back?
No. Well, yeah.
What's your logic?
I mean, my logic here is that you have two guys who are basically top 30 players right now. I mean, DeJounte Murray right now, 24th ranked player in fantasy. VanVleet, if I can pull this up, is around the same, and obviously has potential for more. 29th. So you have basically two guys who are around top 25.
And Paul Poole, George, number one in nine category leagues, though, right now, number one performer. As Nick Whalen was banging the drum all preseason, he called it, George has to carry this Clipper squad.
This is the hard part of this trade, because you would be receiving the best player in the trade, which is good. If you're in a shallow league, I'd be more likely to do this.
Options. You always take the best player in a shallow league. Maybe a no reason, though, is Paul George is not Cal Ripken.
Right. Yeah. That's a problem. If you're building a team top heavy, is always a risk. If one of those players gets hurt, your team is absolutely destroyed.
Right. Well, let's chop this up strong. A little. I think points league, you do not make this deal.
Sure.
Paul George percentages don't help you as much there.
But yeah, and you have to wonder why is this person offering you this deal? First of all, like why are they thinking? Hey, I want to get two guys who are about 25 ranked, and I'll trade the number one player in fantasy.
Well, my assumption this person's... is he probably doesn't have he's got a zero backcourt, right?
Yeah. Like this person is presumably not an idiot, because this trade, I think, makes sense. There's a reason we're still talking about it, right?
I like the idea of trading Jordan Poole while he's hot, and I recommend that to anyone out there.
Right. So he probably
Jordan Poole long-term, but... he's not going to see this many minutes going forward, I don't think.
Yeah. I think I'd keep VanVleet and Murray. It's close for me. If you're in a 10-teamer, I would consider the trade more, just because you can stream guys on four-game weeks who are very good NBA players. If you're in like a deeper league, if you're in a 14-team league or something like that, I think I would just hold strong with what you have.
Yeah, you can't do that in a 14-teamer. Public announcement. PTA, Klay Thompson, still estimated to return Christmas Day. I don't know about you, Alex. I always forget guys like him that have been out for a long time. Like, when is he coming back?
Anyway. Yeah. I've written a lot of notes about those guys, so it's...
you know that well. Yeah, you are the expert on that. Anyway, fans, please go to our RotoWire YouTube page. Look for the latest NBA video, which this week will be Waiver Wire Week 4. Like the video and leave a question for us that we'll answer on the audio part of the pod next week.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's jump into our waiver wire discussion. Yes, we will touch on players who are available in more than 50% of leagues. We will also touch on players that are available in 25% or fewer leagues.
Our long shots, if you will.
Our long shots of the week. I'll kick things off.
Available. I gotta add, with Shannon out, you and I are throwing in an extra
name. We got a lot of names this week. Available in 50% of leagues, Matisse Thybulle for the 76ers. 54%. Yes. 54% rostered in Yahoo, 12% only in ESPN. Right now, Tobias Harris is in COVID protocols. Could be out a portion of next week, and you never know how those guys recover. I think, I heard Doc Rivers say that Tobias Harris he's actually sick. Like, he's not,
it's not just an odd test. It's an illness.
Yeah. He is like actually in bed and all that. Like he got hit by COVID. So I don't really expect him to be back next week. Sorry if you have Tobias Harris. I would not recommend starting him next week.
I have Tobias in a few places, and it's teeth grinding. There's two big reasons to get Matisse, though.
Danny Green also hurt. Hamstring injury.
And that was not one of the reasons I was
thinking. He's old. But that does, what's the other? What's the other reason?
Two big statistical reasons
to get Matisse. Well, the statistical reasons... over this past week, Thybulle is ranked 45th per game, and that's behind 2.8 steals and 2.3 blocks.
It's all about the stocks with T-Bull. He is not going to have a 20-point game no matter how many games Harris misses.
No, you should expect him to average like 8 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, but then 6 combined steals and blocks.
Right. I mean, a 4-stock game, you're jumping up and down for other players, and that's like subpar for T-Bull.
Yeah, and with the new foul rules, you know, he's someone that, as an aggressive defender, is going to be more likely to rack up these stats.
Good point.
I think he has to be rostered next week. I don't think you can leave him on the waiver wire.
How many games Sixers have next week? I didn't look that up.
That is a good question, and I don't know off the top of my head. But, I mean, if they have two, I don't know.
I'm looking it up now, so don't throw it to me. I'm looking it up now. Sixers have 4 games next week, so.
Ooh, yeah, he's got to be on a roster.
Got a roster.
Who is your available in 50% of leagues player?
Heading to the Northwest, a name we beat up a lot last year. Anfernee Simons, Portland Trailblazers, only rostered in 27% of Yahoo players, 8% of ESPN leagues. Maybe the opposite of Matisse Thybulle, because he's just scoring buckets. He's really their only scoring punch off the bench. 14.3 points, 2.6 triples per game. You know, he was the darling of fantasy last year and disappointed. But let's remember, he's only 22 years old. He's still really young. Lots of times to peak. Portland also has 4 games next week. Simons has seen 25 minutes a game over the last 5 games because, again, they have no bench. There is no bench at Portland. And let's face it, Lillard and McCollough are not getting any younger. You could see either of those guys getting hurt and Simons suddenly getting a starting role as well. So I like Simons. If you need threes, if you need points, or if you want to take a long-term flyer on a possible Trailblazer injury.
Yeah, you mentioned it. Portland has no bench. He's playing 24 minutes a game over the past 3 games. That's pretty consistent with how it's been throughout the season.
And Covington won't shoot, so all those threes are going to Simons, apparently. Yeah.
Covington's just done shooting the basketball, apparently. Right. He's over it. I think, Simons, not, you mentioned it, not a great passer. But he's an amazing athlete. Like if you watch him play in person, once a game he'll do something where you're like he's jumping out of the gym or he's making some quick move. So a lot of potential, definitely a spark plug off the bench for them that they'll keep going to. Next up for me is Will Barton.
Podcast favorite. We should just call this the Barton Pod.
I should not be suggesting Will Barton at this point.
Get Will to join us?
Please pick up Will Barton in your league.
In the name of humanity, for the love of all things holy, get Will Barton on your roster. Now you're kind of cheating here.
I'm cheating a little bit because he's 69% rostered in Yahoo, but that's not enough. And he's 40% rostered in 40% ESPN.
Yeah. Please. In the notes, I like how you've written, please, please, please pick up Will Barton.
Yes, he is ranked 61st this season. The Nuggets are desperate for any sort of offense outside of Jokic because Michael Porter Jr. got $150 million and decided, I'm not going to try anymore. I'm just going to hang out on the court and take 12 shots
a game.
Who
wants to be the second scorer?
I'm a role guy. Like
our next board bet. Between you and I, the prize needs to be a Will Barton t-shirt, like the goofiest one we can find.
He's one of, I think, I drafted this up the other day. He's like one of five NBA players that is under contract for like the 2026 season. It's like Jokic. Yeah.
Right. They gave him like a 30-year deal.
it's like Embiid. SGA. Yeah. It's like the most elite players in the NBA, and it's Michael Porter Jr.
At the end of that contract, he's gonna have like a gray beard and be like whittling the bend of the bench, you know, with like a corn cob pipe.
Yeah. Also, the worst medicals in the history of NBA drafts. So that's a problem. But Will Barton is who we're talking about, and he's
multi-position, multi-stat category guy.
Averaging 15, 4-4 with 1.4 steals.
Never shy about shooting. He's only 30 years old. He looks 35, 36.
This is not a surprise for anybody that's cared about the Nuggets over the past 5 years. This is just what he does.
And scoring's actually up over last season.
He should have been drafted. He should have been drafted in your league. He never should have been dropped. He never should have been available in the first place. Please pick
Reach!
Him up. Who's next for you, Ken?
All right, I'm going back to the 76ers, and this is a drum I banged as a sleeper preseason. I still believe it. Shake Milton. He available in 67% of Yahoo. Wait, I missed this up. He's available in a ton of Yahoo leagues. I mistyped this. I'm going to venture to say he's available in 80%. Will you look this up while I'm babbling, Alex?
That's right, yeah.
But 80%, got to be 80% in Yahoo, probably.
Yeah, he's only rostered in 15% of Yahoo leagues. Yeah,
so available in 85% of leagues. Most of that's because he missed the first four games of the season with an ankle. But listen to his per 36 minutes last year with Philadelphia, and this is with Ben Simmons. His per 36, 20.1 points, 4.8 dimes, 1.7 triples with good percentages. And now Simmons is gone. And I'm going to confess, look, everybody likes Maxey. I get it. But when he was at Kentucky, his one season, he only averaged 3.2 assists a game. I know Maxey's short, but I'm not sure he's a legitimate true point guard. And it wouldn't surprise me if the second half, Maxey's more of a points guy off the bench and Shake's doing a better job of setting up Embiid and Tobias as more of a, let's say, truer point guard. Anyway, this is a longer-term view, but I like Shake Milton. Frankly, there's plenty of time. Right, short-term, you mentioned all those Sixers injuries, so there's plenty of time for him to do well short-term. And long-term, I think he's the point guard. They had to start him last night, even though he just got off his minutes restriction because of the ankle injury. 16 points, 8 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals, 2 triples, shot 7 of 13 from the field. You'll take that any day of the week, right?
Yeah, with Tobias Harris out, Korkmaz was out with a wrist injury. We mentioned Danny Green being out. Yeah, they need him out there. And even with the limited minutes he was playing before, he is still ranked 128th right now in fantasy in his season average of 22 minutes.
So now, I get the Tyrese Maxey love. I don't dislike Maxey. I just wonder if he's long-term better off on the bench. I just don't know if he's a true point guard. We shall see.
Yeah. And Doc Rivers was weird about Tyrese Maxey before the season, saying that he just like didn't have a good training camp, which is really damning for a coach to say.
Right.
Because every coach is like, listen, every player came in looking great. They're all right. Like
so best. Valuable. This team's loaded. Yeah.
And Doc Rivers is like, yeah, Tyrese Maxey. I don't think he worked out in the offseason.
One of the three, we quote Doc Rivers so much. One of the three of us needs to learn a Doc Rivers voice impersonation. You know, with the scratchy, look, I got to tell you, Maxey doesn't look good this preseason.
Will Barton keeps remaining on the waiver wire, I will have to keep screaming on this podcast, and I will sound like Doc Rivers sooner than later.
I'm going to have to watch 1,000 Doc Rivers YouTube videos to perfect my Doc Rivers voice.
What's that thing when actors, when they want to play a role, they just dive into it. They like
you get a voice live in, coach, I think.
Well, they live and breathe the role. They're like, where people lose a ton of weight or they, you're going to start smoking and watching like VHS
I'll shave
tapes.
My head. I'll get that really short haircut Rivers has, you know. I'll buy some Atlanta Hawks short shorts like he used to wear at the Point way back when.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find a picture of that to embed. Doc Rivers, heck of a point guard, tall point guard for the Hawks back in the day. Lengthy, Sidney Moncrief-like. Doesn't get the credit for his playing days that he deserves. He's in some quality squads. All right, who is your, Alex, long shot of the week?
Patrick Beverley from the Timberwolves. I don't even know if he really qualified. He could be just a normal suggestion. He's rostered. I mean, he's rostered in 12% of Yahoo leagues and 6% of ESPN. But I think if you're in a 12-team league,
he DFS play tonight.
Yeah, I mean, D'Angelo Russell out for a second straight game today, Fry. Beverley was playing well even before that
They have no bench.
Yeah, for the entire season, Beverley ranks 74th per game. Behind 8, 6, and 5 with 1.8 combined steals and blocks. And again, he's just playing really well. They like him off the bench. And we've seen him, like he had a bad year. He didn't really exist last year because he played 37 games and he's had injury issues throughout his career.
He's also the only Timberwolf who can play defense. Like they're so desperate for defense. They're begging Beverley to take monster minutes.
He's ranked 95th per game at least three prior times in his career. So this isn't out of the realm of possibility for him to continue on this stretch. So I would pick him up. I understand if you don't want to in 12-team leagues, you got other people, but if you have a spot that you don't really care about, I would consider Beverley. Kind of gives you that like Draymond Green stat line with some threes.
Need some assists.
Underrated fantasy player for
sure. Steals, blocks, the stocks. I hear you. All right, I'm going to go with a much younger player, much more exciting to watch. Rookie Davion Mitchell out of Sacramento is my long shot of the week. He's only rostered in 19% of Yahoo teams. He's coming off the bench, but playing a significant 27.3 minutes per game for a Kings team that also, frankly, lacks an overall bench. Let's remember, Mitchell was the 9th overall pick in this summer's draft, so there's pedigree here. 12 points, 8 assists game on Wednesday versus the Pelicans. And something I want to point out about Mitchell, he averaged 1.9 steals per game last year at Baylor. Lengthy, quick, on a team that lacks a bench. Not sure what their long-term plans, frankly, are for Buddy Hield in Sacramento. I think Mitchell's minutes are just going to keep creeping north. Anyway, so he is my long shot of the week.
Mitchell, he's been playing really well. Legitimate NBA-level defender already. They can't keep him off the court. He's playing 20 minutes a game every game.
23 years old also, as we're seeing with Scotty Barnes. These older rookies are ready to play now.
Yeah. Pretty decent like on-off court numbers just in terms of how well the team plays when he's out there. So, yeah, someone for sure that you should feel comfortable picking up in a deeper league. What is your, you have a doll suggestion for us too, as is tradition.
Yes, I do. Nicholas Batum. I'm falling asleep just saying it. Owned in 25% of Yahoo leagues, only rostered in 4% of ESPN leagues. He's boring, but he is a friend of the nine category system. Some, he's always going to get you some steals, some blocks, some threes, some boards, with very few turnovers. He had a rare 20-point game Wednesday, but further highlighting that it's going to be a different Clipper every night that helps Paul George in the scoring. He started the last five games for these Clippers. Anyway, he is the classic bench guy in a nine-category league where if he's got a four-game week, get him into your lineup, and it'll be a nice boost to all those categories you don't give enough thought to. You know, I almost fell asleep while I was talking about Nicholas Batum.
Batum has three turnovers this season.
Right.
Three.
Silky smooth. He is like a slower version of Kyle Anderson. He's slow-mo-er.
Well, I mean, Kyle Anderson is a young man. That's a problem with that. Kyle Anderson's 28.
Okay. He said he has an excuse. Batum's 86, 87.
I'm afraid of how slow Kyle Anderson's going to be when he is 34.
he looks like he's already ready to mow the lawn. He'll probably go with a riding tractor. I don't think he's even going to use a push mower. It's too much work.
Yeah.
Batum's 32, by the way. All right. Well, there's a few other free agent thoughts you want to dive into before we move on to our next segment, sir.
Sure, we have Franz Wagner still available in 70% of ESPN leagues. That should change. He's actually good. Yes. Kem Birch.
I gotta eat some crow.
Sure.
I thought Chuma Okeke was gonna start. He might still. He's only been back for two or three games, but Wagner's playing really well. Shannon said Wagner is playing really well. Shannon told me he's probably not gonna give up the starting spot, and I gotta say it looks like Shannon was correct. So I'm eating some.
Yeah, I understand if people will drop Okeke. I have Okeke at a 14-teamer. I'm holding on and see what happens.
14-teamer, what the heck? Yeah.
Yeah. We also have Kem Birch, who started the second half over Precious Achiuwa the other night. I have Birch in, I think, one league still.
That's a seven-center league.
Yeah. It actually is a two-center league. So it's,
Difference. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And I didn't have a center until, like, some of my final picks. So was that,
and you know, I'll make the last, I'll state the last few thoughts in honor of fourth amigo Mike Barner. Alex Caruso still available, 53% of Yahoo leagues, and Jalen Brunson, Mr. Buckets for the Mavs, he's available in 52% of the leagues. Thanks, Mike, for filling in for me last week. And yeah, we have to name those two players in Mike's honor, don't we? Yeah.
Yeah, Caruso is ranked in the 70s right now, and Brunson is just out of the top. He's basically 114th, but has potential to – I think he can stay there all season. I mean, if he stays there all season, then he's a good streaming option on four-game weeks.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago needs Caruso's defense, frankly. They got so many scorers. Kobe White isn't going to stop anybody coming off the bench. I agree with Barner about I don't see White eating into Caruso's time because of the defense. And they just – the Mavs, every time Unicorn gets a paper cut, they need Brunson scoring.
That's very true. Yeah, they do tend to go small when Porzingis is out.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to our – friends of the podcast, we have some words from sponsors. First, Vivid Seats. Preseason basketball has wrapped up and the regular season has tipped off. Live events are making a comeback, and there's no better place to be than Vivid Seats to get back into the action. So grab your NBA tickets and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Man, that feels great to say. Even better, it does. Actually,
it does. It does. It actually does. You just kind of lacked enthusiasm, but yeah.
It's...
Man, that feels great to say.
Waylon does a better job with the ad reads in general. I am excited.
Don't beat yourself up. Keep going. You're on. You're in it. Go. You know what's even better?
You know what's I'm going to the Bucks game tonight. Okay. Thank you, Vivid Seats.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm an actual paying customer. Let's see Waylon say that.
Yeah.
Even better, Vivid Seats just launched a new and improved rewards program with free tickets for every fan. Earn rewards, ticket upgrades, and perks just for shopping. If you're looking for tickets to the game, your favorite artist, or that new show everyone is talking about, Vivid Seats has it all. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, life happens live.
You know, also, let's talk about our good friends at Yahoo Daily Fantasy. The new NBA season is underway, and Yahoo is excited to kick off Daily Fantasy Basketball. There will be a ton of big prized contests throughout the season on Yahoo, including their multi-entry contest now being shark-free. Huzzah! To celebrate the beginning of basketball season and Yahoo Daily Fantasy becoming shark-free, Yahoo is giving all users the opportunity to claim free $10 credit on the site. Users can take advantage of this free $10 site credit offer to join one of Yahoo's biggest contests. In addition to the free credit, Yahoo will have a Friday, that's today, baby, Friday main contest, as well as single game contests all season long. Play a single game contest of your choice throughout the week, then join our Friday main contest to compete for our largest cash prizes. Play daily fantasy basketball on Yahoo this season. Visit sports.yahoo.com/dailyfantasy/welcome to get started.
Finally, WynnBET, our the exclusive betting sponsor for the RotoWire podcast. If there's one thing we appreciate here at RotoWire, it is making good decisions. And even more so, making the right decision. Listen up, folks. I have... as I choke on the water I just drank, I have an incredible offer. So incredible, I can't even get the words out. Incredible offer for you with RotoWire's newest partner, WynnBET, the premier digital casino and sportsbook app. WynnBET is now the exclusive sponsor for RotoWire's fantasy podcast. WynnBET brings you all the latest action with a user-friendly interface, moneyline bets, boosted parlays, over-unders, round robins, live betting, and so much more at your fingertips. Want a break from sports betting? Head into WynnBET's digital casino to take a spin on roulette, double down in blackjack, slam the slots, or try your hand at baccarat. WynnBET is currently available in 6 states, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia, while rapidly expanding. At WynnBET, the possibilities are limitless. WynnBET is currently offering all RotoWire listeners a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Huzzah. On your first wager. Download WynnBET now. That's WYNNBET. WynnBET, the exclusive partner for RotoWire's fantasy podcast.
I always want to add this to the read. We're talking about the Wynn, arguably the best casino in Las Vegas, not Wynn, W-I-N, the Wynn, as in, I think his name is Steve Wynn, the founder, W-Y-N-N. Amazing restaurants at the Wynn as well. Maybe my favorite Las Vegas casino, where I did bump into Franco Harris. True story.
I have personally played roulette and craps at the Wynn Casino.
I think there was a gorgeous lady on your left and right. Wasn't there?
I cannot.
My memories are foggy on that night, but I remember being pretty. All right, I think that's time to kick it to our DFS picks, where I'm going to do my best to fill in for Shannon, but he is our DFS guru. A lot of games tonight, right, Alex?
9-game slate. Some teams with the highest expected over-unders here. We have Charlotte at Sacramento, Indiana at Portland, and Memphis at Washington. All of those are above 220. Not a ton of, like, questionable guys, a lot of probable guys, but basically Brandon Ingram is questionable and D'Angelo Russell recently out, like he was previous game.
There's no way Russell's playing tonight.
Most of the other absences are old and stuff changes throughout the day, so keep up to date with the RotoWire news and injury feed as always.
Do you know the RotoWire lineups page is the number one trafficked page on rotowire.com? NBA
I know that, but the fans of the podcast probably don't know that. That's although it sounds like the fans of the podcast probably have this up on their computer all day and are refreshing. Yeah. Apparently,
that is, people do love to refresh that page. It's the hottest page for, like, who the heck's playing tonight. It's all about DFS, baby.
Scorching hot page. I will keep playing Cade Cunningham. Okay. That's my first suggestion.
No punishment for missed shots.
None. My first two suggestions, no punishment for missed shots. I'm going to keep playing him. He's 4,200 against the Nets. Like we mentioned at the top of the show, he's taking like 15, 16 shots a game right now. He's got to the free throw line. He's passing the eye test. The shots just aren't falling. One of these days, the shots are going to start falling and he's going to score 20 points and have 5 rebounds and 5 assists. And he's going to be one of the best values on the entire slate.
You know what? You convinced me. I just put him in my lineup.
Okay. I'm glad.
I do almost everything Alex tells me to do anyway.
DFS wise. Yeah. Ken and I have the exact same lineup every day. Making sure that if it hits, we split the cash prize.
Will Barton t-shirts for everybody, bitches.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Yeah. Can I jump into my pick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Old man, Patrick Beverley. We already discussed him during the, free agent pickup. No D'Angelo Russell tonight. 34 fantasy points against those same Clippers on Wednesday. I think they're home, right? And where are they home? Yeah, now they're home in Minnesota. Yeah, tonight's game's at Minnesota. Only $5,000 on FanDuel. So a delicious, cheap point guard option. So I can play Ja. The other point guard spot is Patrick Beverley.
I like that suggestion. You can throw two cheap guards into your backcourt. You can start getting really interesting with your other spots.
You can afford Bridges, who's in fuego.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Another guy who I'm not afraid of missing shots. De'Aaron Fox is only 7,500 against the Charlotte Hornets. It's just too cheap for him. I'm sorry. He's a great passer. He gets steals. He's taking shots. He's just missing them.
Need him. They're not going anywhere without Fox.
Yeah.
He's an older Cade Cunningham, you could argue. Just keep shooting.
Yeah. I just, the matchup is fine. Charlotte's not an elite defensive team by any stretch of the imagination.
Highest over under the night.
Yeah. It's a great get right spot for him. And maybe he'll be juiced up by not wanting to be shown up by LaMelo Ball.
Yeah. I'm going to stick to that game. I'm going with Terry Rozier at a cheap 5,500. Ball's a game time decision. Again, check your the RotoWire lineup page. He's got a hip issue. So if Ball's out, Rozier's going to have to step up. Only 5,500. And again, it's the biggest over under the night. So I also like Terry as a cheap shooting guard.
Yeah, he's in line for more usage than he's been getting. It's kind of
scary,
tough to say.
Terry. And they gave him big money. They gave him big money. Let him shoot.
Yeah, exactly. Some other guys. I mean, I think that Van Vliet against the Cavaliers has a good opportunity in front of him. He's 8,200. Someone that obviously he's one of the driving forces of that offense. Took 22 shots in their most recent game against the Wizards.
Let me stick with Toronto while we're there. Kind of public service announcement here, and someone I am playing also. Scotty Barnes returns from his thumb injury tonight against that Cleveland backcourt, which is Cleveland backcourt, exciting scorers, but not the best defenders. But also be facing a lot of Dean Wade because there's no Lauri Markkanen. I like Barnes versus Wade, only 6,700. And for everyone in daily season long too, get Barnes back in your lineup. He is playing tonight.
Yeah, he is. He's been playing amazing. This rookie class is awesome.
And that's with Cade. That's with the number one pick not playing well yet.
Yeah, exactly. Once he starts playing well, then things are going to get really interesting.
I will say this though, Jalen Green, I just hate his game. He's going to have gaudy stats, like nice for fantasy, but man, I don't want him on my Celtics or my hometown squad because the D's not there. The passing's not there. Too many. Just shoot.
It's he is launching up a lot of shots.
Yeah. We'll see. I get it, but they're a little talent challenge down there, but man, it's a lot of me ball.
Before we round things out or as we round things out, I am going to promote the RotoWire optimal lineup that popped up.
Lineup optimizer.
Yeah, lineup optimizer. And I like the one that popped up today, and I usually like it. Obviously, there's some, you know, adjust it how you want. That's the point of the optimizer. But right now, as of what, 10:50 Central lineup? Time this morning, FanDuel.
Yeah.
We got De'Aaron Fox, Derek White, Van Vliet, Rozier, Gordon Hayward, Franz Wagner, Domantas Sabonis, Isaiah Stewart, Mo Bamba. A lot of upside in that lineup.
I like that a lot. We're maybe a little too pro Beef Stew considering his start.
We had some big
projections for Beef Stew.
If you can, you know, you exclude him. Like, all you have to do if you don't like certain guys, you just hit exclude, do a little work.
And he's only $4,800 too, so he's awfully cheap.
Yeah, and I mean, if you fit the rest of, the rest of those guys around him are very good. So, you know, you don't have to feel too bad about, hey, maybe I'll only get 15 or 20 out of Stewart. It's like, well, if you're getting, you know, if you're getting so many points out of other guys, it doesn't matter as much.
Yeah. Sabonis, Rozier, and Fox. And I'm sorry, Sabonis, Van Vliet, and Fox in one lineup is awfully appealing.
Yeah. All right, Ken, let's move on to your old man rant.
I am actually happy, Alex.
Oh.
Kudos to the NBA brass for their well-executed non-basketball move rule change. I love not watching shooters dive into defenders. Boo-hoo, James Harden. You're too good to be flopping. Stop it. But you know what? Don't listen to me. I'm just a schmuck here in Vermont. Let's listen to repeat NBA champion Draymond Green, who says it much better about the rule change. He said in a press conference recently, quote, "Can I say how satisfying it is to watch the game without all those terrible calls? I've been really enjoying watching basketball this year. I kind of had stopped watching the NBA a bit because it was too much flailing and flopping and guys cheating the game to get free throws. I think the new rule has been great, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention that because I think that has been fantastic." Mwah! Thank you, Draymond Green. I love Draymond Green press conferences. Whether he's right or wrong, just says what he's saying. Anyway, so a happy rant today from old man Kreitz.
I agree. It's been really nice. Once they get rid of that fast break, take foul.
Next one. Yeah, take a foul. Schroeder did that well a few times in the last two games for the Celtics. He's a master of that. Oh, you got a free break? Fast break? Let me grab somebody.
I know the rules committee is already looking into it because
next year
this has gone so well.
Right. It's emboldened them to make. Yeah. What are they going to do though? Make that a three? One free throw and the ball.
Probably. I would imagine a free throw on the ball. I forget how they do it in Europe. So something similar. But I'm excited to see it in person tonight to see how physical it is and how, you know, guys, how the calls look in person. Because on TV and in person, two very different situations. And I will be behind the basket. So I do have a good angle on a lot of those potential
seats set you up, huh?
A lot of those potential fouls sometimes are hard to see from that broadcast camera, but when you're behind the basket and you have that straight on view, it's a very different experience. So,
and you're hopefully getting the return of Drew Holiday tonight, right?
I think I'm pretty certain he'll be back. Awesome. Lopez still out, but Bobby Portis will be playing. So that's always exciting. Fan favorite Bobby Portis.
What's the chant? Crazy Eyes. What do they do? They call him Crazy Eyes, but what do they just chant Bobby?
Yeah. Everyone just chants Bobby.
I'd like a Crazy Eyes chant. That'd be just honor. And then he looks at the crowd, giving them the Crazy Eyes. You know, that would be, get that rolling tonight, please.
I will personally start that during a free throw. You'll see me when they got to it.
Exactly. All right, Alex, what names did I butcher? Or did you get any wrong today's episode?
I think
Wagner once instead of Wagner, but I corrected myself.
I think it was just Wagner. I think other than that. Okay. And we're good other than that. So
I'm never sure how to fully articulate Patrick Beverly.
That's great to me. I
thank you. I may have butchered the last R there. Anyway. Take us out of here, Alex.
Yeah, that wraps it up for us on this two-man version of the RotoWire Fantasy Basketball Podcast presented by WinBet. Kenton, do you have a quote for us?
Do indeed. Let's go to L.A. We're currently number one ranked 9 category fantasy performer. Paul George once said, quote, if you look at the box score, we won this game, which he said after losing to the Miami Heat. Attention, passengers. This three-car fantasy train wreck has hit the end of the line.